This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that it facilitated the release of two more hostages held in Gaza after two American women were freed Friday. The announcement came shortly after Hamas announced the release of two female hostages. The ICRC had said on Monday evening it was once again ready to facilitate any future release. Israel on Monday increased the number of hostages it has confirmed to 222. Israel soldiers were reported to have fought Hamas militants during limited ground raids in Gaza as the bombardment of the besieged enclave continued Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel said its limited ground operation targeted Palestinian gunmen and that its airstrikes focused on sites where Hamas was assembling to ambush any wider Israeli invasion. Meanwhile, desperate civilians are running out of food, water, and places to shelter from the unrelenting bombardment. A third Gaza-bound aid convoy entered the Rafah crossing from Egypt on Monday, but the trickle of supplies arriving since the weekend is only a fraction of the amount needed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he and the Pope were on the same page in terms of the best way to assist in the ongoing conflict in Gaza.
And I laid out to him what the game plan was, how we thought we should be providing the kind of assistance to Israel that needed. And the Pope was across the board supportive of what we're doing.
Biden spoke with Pope Francis on Sunday and discussed the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, the White House and the Vatican said in separate statements. The Vatican earlier said the call lasted about 20 minutes. This is VOA News. A former employee of the U.S. National Security Agency has pleaded guilty to try to sell classified information to Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
31-year-old Army veteran Jared Dahlke was arrested last fall in Denver when he arrived at a train station with a laptop ready to transfer classified documents. But he was dealing with an undercover FBI agent who was posing as a Russian official. Dahlke worked as an information system security designer for the NSA. Dahlke admitted to mental health issues and being in debt. Under the plea deal, prosecutors say they will recommend less than 22 years in prison. His lawyer says Dahlke had only worked for the government intelligence agency for less than a month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's day 20 without a U.S. House of Representatives speaker, and Republican Party members are starting over. They're convening again Monday evening without any idea who will lead and when they will get back to Congress to work. 9 lower-level Republican lawmakers are now running to be House Speaker, none with any clear shot for the gavel. Since being ousted as Speaker at the start of the month, Kevin McCarthy calls the whole spectacle embarrassing. Companies including Nestle, Unilever, and Volvo sent a letter urging political leaders to agree to a timeline at the upcoming UN climate summit to phase out fossil fuels. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The letter's 131 signatories span a range of sectors and include multinationals as well as small and medium-sized businesses. Companies are increasingly committing to their own timelines for reducing their emissions, but many acknowledge that their ability to slow planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions is contingent on faster action from governments. COP28 begins in Dubai on November 30th against a backdrop of more scientists warning that the world is not on course to avoid the worst impacts of climate change by meeting the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A new study says no matter how much the world cuts back on carbon emissions, a key and sizable chunk of Antarctica is essentially doomed to an unavoidable melt. The study's lead author says the full melt will take hundreds of years, but its slow addition of nearly 6 feet to sea levels will reshape where and how people live in the future. Researchers used computer simulations to calculate future melting of protective ice shelves jutting over water in western Antarctica. Monday's journal Nature Climate Change says even if future warming is limited to just a few tenths of a degree more, it wouldn't be enough to prevent collapse of part of the ice sheet. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.